This week, Governor Ron DeSantis turned his attention to education, announcing that he's ordering the state's education commissioner, Richard Corcoran, to come up with new education standards for Florida. Basically, what that means is we would get rid of what's left of the Common Core curriculum.
Today, we are doing an executive order that is going to instruct Commissioner Corcoran to get to work and come up with good standards for the state of Florida, which will include eliminating Common Core and the vestiges of Common Core.
This is a move that has drawn plaudits from DeSantis from both the left and the right, conservative-leaning education groups and the group representing Florida's teachers union have both applauded the move. Now, you don't often see that in Florida or really anywhere in the country. Florida's education standards are similar to Common Core, but not exactly the same. They were actually renamed the Florida Standards. So what does this mean for schools? How will the standards be used as something replaces Common Core? Have you had to help your student with Common Core standards homework? Are you a teacher listening to this? You know, I have a lot to say about the Common Core math. I can ask about this myself. But we want your calls at 305-995-1800 as Governor DeSantis says Florida is erasing Common Core. As we continue now with Emily Mahoney at the Tampa Bay Times Miami Herald, with us from Tallahassee, and Jessica Bateman, education reporter with WLRN Public Media in Miami. 305-995-1800 as we change gears and talk about Common Core, or what will no longer be Common Core in Florida. Tweets to at Florida Roundup. Jessica Bateman, let's begin with you. DeSantis getting a lot of praise from both the left and the right for this. Both liberals and conservatives in Florida disliked Common Core, but for different reasons. Can you explain that?
Sure. So I think we should kind of take a step back and look at the background around the controversy over the Common Core standards. One of the main reasons why you see people on the right pushing back against the Common Core is because it's, first of all, it's a set of guidelines that determine what students learn in each grade. So it says in third grade, students in math have to learn how to do fractions. And in high school, students have to read a Shakespeare play, right? So it's like guidelines that then everything else that you use in a public school is based on. The curriculum is based on it, lesson plans, tests, textbooks, etc. So during the Obama administration, there was this competitive grant program known as Race to the Top. You probably remember hearing about that. And
sure,
this was at a time when, you know, the recession was happening. Pretty much all states were really trying to figure out how are we going to fund public schools because they were just having such a hard time financially. And so the Obama administration comes out with all this money. And one of the catches for applying for this money was that the states had to adopt what was called college and career ready standards. So standards that would raise the bar for academics and go deeper instead of more shallow. And then the idea was that it would prepare students more for college and for careers. So a lot of people on the right didn't like this because they saw it as federal overreach from the Obama administration. And Florida was one of the states that did adopt the Common Core as a part of the Race to the Top initiative. But amid that pushback from the right, as well as there was also a lot of pushback from parents and teachers. And this was for a few different reasons. One of them you sort of got at a little bit, which is that the way that Common Core teaches how to do math problems, for example, is different than how a lot of parents had learned how to do
exactly
math problems when they were in school. And so now you have parents who are sitting down with their students and they're like, I don't know how to help you with your
That's
homework.
Right.
And
That's
there was
right.
a lot of angst over that.
I plead guilty to that.
So many people I know and in my own house, we dealt with this.
A lot of people in your house, huh?
A lot of people who saw themselves as very smart realized, oh, maybe I'm not as smart as
right.
I thought. You know, and I remember a quote from Arne Duncan, Obama's former Secretary of Ed, Emily Mahoney, saying, you know, we're seeing this pushback to the Race to the Top standards and the Common Core standards because a lot of moms are realizing their child isn't the special, delicate genius that they thought he or she was. which was kind of a snarky thing to say, but it's really remarkable to see this happening in Florida. These were not beloved standards, although they were certainly well-intentioned to try to, you know, have a high bar for students to meet. So, Emily, you know, a question I have for you is, if Common Core is going away, what is it going to be replaced with? What will we see to take its place? Because certainly people that cover education in Florida can be pretty cynical about this constantly shifting landscape of how we're going to evaluate and measure student performance.
Well, yes, and I think that's the question of the day. And I think that, you know, you touched on how this move has brought so much praise from both the teachers' union and from Republican lawmakers. And I think that that is definitely true for now. But when this executive order came out, it's simply asking the Commissioner of Education, Richard Corcoran, to reevaluate the standards, to come back in a year and present the legislature in 2020 with his plan for Florida's new standards. And I think that when that happens, there will be fights over what different lawmakers, different parents want to see in those standards. But for now, because of kind of widespread disapproval of what people see as too much testing in the schools and standards that a lot of people aren't satisfied with, taking a look is definitely something that people support. But as far as the end result goes, I mean, that's anybody's guess.
And just to jump in and build on what Emily was saying, I totally agree that I think that the sort of kumbaya from everyone about this is short-lived. One of the other reasons why you saw pushback on the left from, or really on the left and the right about the Common Core was that at the time the Common Core standards were rolled out around the country, there were also a bunch of other education policies that came out at the same time, mainly teacher evaluations that were based on test scores. And so in a lot of states, they did this really quickly. They adopted the Common Core standards. They put out new tests that were based on the Common Core standards that were a lot harder. And so a lot of kids failed the first year, which is very expected. Even when you roll out mm-hmm. a test based on the same standards, mm-hmm. but in a different format, you see student performance dip. And then at the same time, you have teachers thinking, oh no, these new standards are harder. The students are going to fail the tests. And now that whether the student passes the test means whether I get to keep my job. And so I think a lot of people conflated all of these things together, and then it just sort of gave Common Core a bad rap. And then yeah. that continued, and we saw, you know, Rick Scott, obviously the former governor, push against this. And so he said, we need to look at Common Core. Yeah. We need to get rid of it. And what they did was a pretty surface level revision. They essentially added a set of standards for calculus for high school. And they added a standard that said students have to learn cursive writing.
But perhaps,
and then they renamed it the Florida standard.
But it was still the same thing. Yeah.
Right. Perhaps most importantly for the opponents is it became Florida standards,
right.
not Common
and
Core.
And this is not just Florida. Like many other states did
45
the same
states
thing.
Had Common Core standards originally as put forth by the Department of Education in 2009.
Right, and also many other states did the same thing where they did a pretty surface yeah. level revision and then renamed it.
Let me remind folks that you are listening to the Florida Roundup from Florida Public Radio. 305-995-1800 is the phone number. Common Core in your house. How are you dealing with that homework? If you're a student, a teacher, how about a parent? You can join us on Twitter at Florida Roundup. Let's go to Casey in Hawthorne on line 8. Go ahead, Casey. You're on the radio.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just sat down. I'm a curriculum and instructional coach in Florida, and I was in the classroom as a teacher. And I actually just had this conversation with some other coaches and teachers that I work with about the switch. And we just talked about how Common Core has kind of become this dirty word for people, and parents, I don't think, really understand what it's about and, like, what it can really do for your kids, because I think that the basis of them are really good. Like, we're trying to prepare kids for when they enter the workforce, when they leave high school, or when they enter college. But it's become this kind of taboo word, oh, don't say Common Core, and that's, I think, initially why they changed it from Common Core to the Florida State Standards. I think their real issue with Common Core isn't with the standards themselves, it's the curriculum that textbook companies are writing for the Florida Standards, because they're trying to cater to all of these different states that all have some sort of form of different standards. And so, and it's the way that the textbook companies are going about teaching the standards that I think parents are really thrown off by and end up not liking it because they see, oh, well, this isn't how I learned math.
Yeah.
This is really confusing. But the whole basis behind Common Core is to provide students with multiple different ways to solve a problem because every student is different and they learn differently.
Yeah, Casey, we appreciate the heads up there and some of that insight from the curriculum coach, Casey in Hawthorne. Yeah, lots of different ways to come to the answer in math. There's not always just one avenue to get to that right answer, as parents of grade school and middle school students have come to realize. But Jessica Bakeman, to Casey's point about the textbook and kind of the education industrial industry, another idea behind Common Core was to be able to kind of have states compare results, to be able to put Florida students up against Connecticut students and Arkansas students and Colorado students and be able to kind of see and judge what's happening here.
Right. And I think that Casey's point also gets to probably the biggest challenge to actually make this happen. And that's what I was saying before about how the standards are this basis and everything else is based on it. So if you want to really, truly get rid of the Common Core standards and adopt something new, you're talking about getting all new curriculum, all new textbooks, all new tests. All of that is really expensive, which is what actually Miami-Dade County Schools Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said yesterday when he was responding to this. He was saying, listen, we need to do this carefully and methodically because it's actually a lot more difficult than you think. And in fact, the SAT has been reworked so that it's based on the Common Core standards because so many states adopted them. So I think that the question is whether this is going to be another surface level change that gets rebranded, that checks a box so that the governor can say, I followed through on my campaign promise, or whether this is actually going to be a massive overhaul, in which case it's going to require a lot of investment.
Right. And as you mentioned, it's expensive to replace books and materials. We're going to talk about that and who might stand to profit from these changes. And questions from you all across Florida about Common Core and the way we test and evaluate our students. Tweet us at Florida Roundup. Get on the line now at 305-995-1800. Common Core is going away in Florida, it looks like. Do you even know what Common Core is? We'll educate you on that, too, here on the Florida Roundup from Florida Public Radio. Keep listening. Lots of calls. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Florida Roundup. Glad to have you along here in Florida Public Radio. I'm Tom Hudson in Miami.
I'm Melissa Ross in Jacksonville. As we continue taking your calls, tweets, and emails about Governor DeSantis's executive order to get rid of Common Core testing and education standards in Florida, it's 305-995-1800 as we continue with Emily Mahoney. She is with the Tampa Bay Times, Miami Herald, coming to us from WFSU in Tallahassee. Jessica Bakeman, education reporter with WLRN Public Media in Miami, also with us. Lots of tweets about this decision from the new governor. Nelson tweets the Florida Roundup. Whether parents think math is too hard under the Common Core standard shouldn't be the issue. He says preparing citizens for a difficult world where jobs that don't require high analytical capabilities is the real goal. I'm disappointed, he says, to see Common Core discarded. And let's go to a few more calls about this. What do you think? It's 305-995-1800. Anne Marie in Sarasota. Anne Marie, you're on the radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure, go ahead.
So, I'm a parent. My son's in second grade. And so I can understand why people have a problem with Common Core because it can be very confusing, and they don't really give you material as a parent to understand, like, hey, this is what we're going through this week, you know, so that way you can try and solve the problem with your child. But at the same time, I personally love math, so I like it in the way that it groups it into, you have to group it numbers into tens, and so it's a way to kind of, like, visually see what you're doing, because people are visual learners. You know, there's you know, different kinds of people learn different ways. And I like the way that, you know, it will show you, okay, you know, this is the problem, but you can solve it this way, you can solve it this way, or you can solve it this way. And
yeah, so different manner, ways.
Right. So in that way, I can appreciate it. But at the same time, if you don't love math, like some people, or you know, a parent, you have a crazy life, you have to cook, you have to clean, you know, you're doing all these things and sitting down and doing homework that you completely don't understand.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, Emery.
So I could see how parents are frustrated and just say, like, why are we adding
exactly. And I so appreciate you sharing that. If you're a math person, this was a way to expand math education. If you're not a fan of math, you didn't like Common Core probably. And of course, Jessica Bateman, Ron DeSantis said he heard about this from parents on the campaign trail over and over and over again, and certainly acted on it. Let me ask you as a follow-up, we got an email about this from Andrew in Jacksonville. He wants to know, who stands to profit from this change? And how will all the new books and materials, how will they be paid for, given our current education funding? So what about that? If we make this switch, how will we build out the switch, and who will pay for all the changes?
That's a really good question. So we don't yet know exactly how they plan to go about coming up with a new set of standards. So that would be the first step, right? And I previously was a reporter in New York State, and I covered when they were coming up with standards, and they had this process where they had, you know, teachers and other, you know, principals and parents and all these people were like at the table helping to come up with these things. And I know that at the Florida Department of Education, they have a similar process for reviewing changes. So it's possible that the Department of Education might do this sort of in-house in terms of coming up with the new standards. But, you know, they also might bring in a contractor to do that. And once the new standards are in place, if that ever happens, then, of course, school districts are going to have to be looking for, okay, now we need to find curriculum that is aligned to the new standards, or maybe the state has to commission a company to write curriculum that's based on the new standards. It might be something piecemeal. And then again, testing, you know, the tests would have to be based on the new standards, and tests are really expensive to develop over time. You probably remember back in 2014, that was when Florida switched to new state tests that were based on the Common Core standards. And that year, there were like all of these problems. There were technical difficulties. Computers stopped working and shut down, and students lost all their tests and had to start again. And then there was a widespread questioning from superintendents, like, how are we supposed to trust that these tests are accurately showing what the students know? And that's really high stakes because of school grades and teacher evaluations. And the legislature actually sort of halted everything for a while and said, okay, we need to look at these tests. We need to make sure they're valid. Ultimately, they said, oh, they're valid. So these are the sort of things that could be ahead in the future as we start to go down this path.
Emily, is there really any question that they're not in the future? I mean, the governor's executive order says, quote, articulate how Florida will eliminate Common Core Florida standards and ensure we return to the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. That doesn't seem to leave much opening for the Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran to come back in a year and say, you know, Governor, we looked at it. It's okay.
That's correct. And I think that, you know, Richard Corcoran, the education commissioner, he was at this announcement with kind of standing alongside the governor and was, you know, gave him much praise and talked about how on board with this he was. And so I think that there's no question that Corcoran will go along with this and take a really hard look at the standards. But the question really lies in what the legislature has to do, because ultimately this is all just a recommendation to the legislature. Mm-hmm. And I talked to Manny Diaz yesterday. He's a state senator from Hialeah who is, you know, kind of a big player in the education sphere, has chaired many education committees over the years. And he said, you know, I'm happy that they're doing this. I'm happy that they're looking into it. And I look forward to reviewing their recommendations. You know, it's like,
right,
even this is a Republican lawmaker who is clearly on board with the idea, but even he was cautious in saying that, you know, this is all just a recommendation to the legislature. And so I think that it's far from settled what this will look like and how much Common Core will be left in it, because of what Jessica was saying, that the more they change it, the more things will be radically different for the districts.
I also wonder, if you're a lawmaker, are you going to be able to look at the standards that Richard Corcoran comes back with and say, this is exactly how this is different than the Common Core? You know what I mean? The legislators are not necessarily curriculum experts. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you're listening to the Florida Roundup from Florida Public Radio. As we continue taking your calls, tweets, and emails about Governor DeSantis's executive order saying it's time to do away with Common Core standards for Florida schools. You know, we were going to be talking this hour about Governor DeSantis allocating hundreds of millions of dollars toward Everglades restoration. But then this happened on Thursday, and we decided to shift gears. And judging by all the feedback we're getting from around the state, it's certainly something lots of people want to weigh in on. A few more tweets and emails. Here's one from Lori. I have a middle and a high schooler. I've been impressed with the Common Core math curriculum. It taught my kids to think flexibly in a way I wasn't taught. I had to read their textbooks so I could help them with their homework, much as my parents did to help me with new math. Remember new math? Here's another tweet. I hear all the comments about math and zero mention of reading comprehension and the integration of multiple subject matter for critical thinking. I find it incredibly shallow and uninformed for the governor to make a decision based on hearsay and hyperbole. And here's one more question that came to us from James. What I want to know is where funding is going to go, public schools or private charter schools? Jessica Bakeman and Emily Mahoney, here's a related question for you. As we talk about the funding piece for education, do we stand to lose federal funding if we junk these standards? Can you lay that out for us as well?
I don't think so, Melissa. I don't think that that's because race to the top is over at this point. And there's not anything right now that's well. So I guess the Every Student Succeeds Act does still have a requirement that states have college and career ready standards. The Every Student Succeeds Act is a federal law that was the rewrite of what was called No Child Left Behind. The Federal Education Department under Secretary Betsy DeVos has been kind of hands off in a lot of these areas. So I don't really think that there's any concern that there could be some, you know, something comes down from the federal government saying, absolutely not, you can't do this.
And the governor said as much yesterday. He was asked that exact question when he made this announcement in Cape Coral, and he had the same answer that he doesn't think that the current administration is on board with this either and that he has no concern.
It's important to mention, too, that along with getting rid of Common Core, DeSantis said he wants to move away from high-stakes testing in Florida. Certainly he got an earful about that from parents and some teachers. And he even mentioned let's get more civics education into our school system. Let me ask you about that quickly, Emily. The kids already, I think, have to take civics in middle school, but this would expand it even more. In the short time we have left, that seemed to be a big priority for the new administration, getting away from the testing, the emphasis on testing and beefing up civics.
That's right. And beefing up civics and teaching the Constitution was a major plank of the governor's campaign. It was one of his early education points that he started to make. And so, you know, it's unclear exactly what he means by expanded civics. He talked about making sure that textbooks are completely apolitical, and he wants students to really learn our history in like a straight down the middle kind of manner. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But it's definitely a big priority for him personally.
You know, one piece about this debate that has been interesting, we've talked about math. We mentioned the reading. There was a significant, Jessica, political dimension to Common Core. We saw that in the debate in 2013 and 2014 with Governor Rick Scott pushing against it. Is that spring still full? Is it still bubbling?
I don't think so. That's what's really interesting about this is that this controversy really kind of passed.
Kind of came and went.
Yeah. And, you know, I did a story about this during the campaign, actually kind of examining this particular campaign promise and looking at how difficult it would be to actually implement. And I talked to a couple of experts nationally who kind of follow what states are doing with curriculum and standards. And they said, yes, there are some states who are tweaking, making some small changes, but there's really no state that is like going completely in the opposite direction. But I guess now Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see over the next year. Leave it to Florida. Jessica Bakeman covering education at WLRN Public Media in Miami. Emily Mahoney watching all things Capitol for the Tampa Bay Times and the Miami Herald Bureau with us from our sister station WFSU in Tallahassee. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Melissa, I don't know about you, but on my homework agenda is fractions for the fourth grade coming up this weekend.
We're dealing with solving inequalities, Tom, which I could talk a lot about, but we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
That's our show. The Florida Roundup is produced by WJCT Public Media in Jacksonville, WLRN Public Media in Miami. Bridget O'Brien and Heather Schatz are producers.
Jason Zabka is our technical director. Theme music from Aaron Libos at AaronLibos.com. I'm Tom Hudson.
I'm Melissa Ross. We'll be back next week.